Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this morning. It is 6:11, 60 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of maybe a couple degrees warm. That's it. Like, it's actually going to get cooler from here, from this temperature. It's going to get cooler and cooler all the way down to 55 by like 9 o'clock this morning. And then it'll rise back up to the temperature it is now.
Wait.
So that's kind of.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't want to tell you. Okay. I'm not the one that makes the weather.
So first day of spring, evidently.
Exactly. First day of spring, yeah. So, and we're going to have, and we got some weird stuff going down. No sign of thunderstorms until Monday. So we've got a little time on that. But yeah, it'll be about 60 degrees, 62 degrees in the greater area is what it should be today. Coming up at 6:20. Somewhere right around there, right after our break, we'll be talking about the happiness index has come out again. Where did the United States come? We've been getting lower and lower on the list every year of the happiest index for, you know, as far as countries go. What's going on with that? What's the update on that? I'll let you know. And we'll talk about that and possible reasons why. You heard right there in the Fox News update, a lot of the big stories are about Doge. The division where, you know, the Trump administration is trying to, they've got Elon Musk in charge of it to try to rein in spending, try to find government waste and try to, this is something that I'm all for. There's something I could identify myself as far as politically going, it would be a fiscal conservative. It drives me bonkers the way our government spends tax dollars. To me, it should be like you should treat tax dollars as if they're sacred, and they do not. They do the opposite. It's like, whatever, man, we're going to just spend this on whatever we want to spend it on. Like, it just doesn't, it just drives me nuts. So so with this, Doge is all the buzz, and I get it. There's some people who are like, well, you know, Doge, they're doing some things where they're not constitutionally allowed to do or whatever. And well, then we found out they're really just giving suggestions. It's up to the actual chairs of the departments or whatever to actually go through. Like, they could say, no, we don't want to follow that. They could totally do that if they wanted. Well, now here in Florida, the Senate has passed a Doge bill here in Florida. The idea for this is to target outdated rules at state agencies. Senate President Ben Albertrand says that they unanimously cleared the Senate floor. And he says it could be one of the more significant bills of this season. Quote, this may be like watching paint dry, but at the end of the day, it is one of the boldest moves and important moves that the Florida legislature will propose to state government to produce accountability and transparency and better government. So among the changes is a requirement that state agencies review 20% of their rules annually. Then they would decide whether to keep the rule after that, make a technical change or make a significant change or repeal the rule completely. And they will get notified, the Senate president and the House speaker would get notified by the agency's plans by January 1st every year. So it's a version of Doge. It's not about necessarily just financial things or government waste. It's about updating rules. Now, Governor DeSantis was in Bay County. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. And the Bay County commissioner said they plan to adopt a resolution to work with Florida's version of Doge and submit a financial review by the state. And so they're going to be doing, so they're the first local government. Bay County is the first local government to request a financial audit from the Florida Department of Government Efficiency, or Florida DOGE. And Governor DeSantis says he wants all counties and municipalities to follow suit. Quote, "We are working with the Florida legislature to get more prescriptive authority to be able to go in and conduct audits of these local governments so the taxpayers get the full picture of what's going on. But until that happens, counties that are willing to step up and ask for these audits are really leading by example." Huh, interesting. Volunteer to get financially audited.
I'm going
to
volunteer the city of Milton. Did I say that out loud?
Somebody else. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think that's how it works. But you could try. All right. Let's go and get traffic on the fives right here on News Radio 92.3.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are rolling smoothly. Not even seeing delays on 98 or Highway 90. Good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
For 100 years, the Pensacola Singer Theater. Hold on, I'm going to put on my radio voice.
Okay, because I was worried. I didn't know what was going on.
Sorry, let me put on my radio voice as I tell you about the Pensacola Singer Theater. For 100 years, the Pensacola Singer Theater has been a heart of the entertainment of the Gulf Coast. Since opening on April 2nd, 1925, the Singer has hosted legends like Bob Hope, Lucille Ball, Robin Williams, and Jerry Seinfeld. From vaudeville to Broadway, symphonies to stand-up, movies to opera, the Singer has done it all. This year, the Friends of the Singer in the city of Pensacola invite you to celebrate a century of unforgettable performances. Join us for 100 days of celebrating 100 years at special events, including the next event, which is tomorrow, the U.S. Navy Band. The U.S. Navy Band will be playing at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Get tickets at PensacolaSinger.com for tickets and event details. The next event is April 2nd. There's a grand opening, a grand reopening, sorry, ribbon cutting, press conference, April 6th. An official 100th anniversary celebration and street party featuring Phantom of the Opera.
You should be in radio.
I may want to go.
I mean, that was pretty good. Yeah, that was actually pretty good, man.
Did I sound like a radio announcer?
You did.
unfortunately, radio didn't work out for me. I wasn't able to do that. So I had to do something else. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still here. People ask all the time, where'd Bobby go? I'm still here. I just... not on the radio. I just fill in. I'm behind the scenes. So yeah, check out Pensacola Singer, though. That's pretty cool thing going on with the 100 years right there. So we're talking about DOGE and how Florida's coming up with its own DOGE, and Bay County's volunteered to be the first county to be audited, have a financial audit by DOGE. A lot of the pushback on DOGE is twofold. One is they don't like that Elon Musk is in charge. Okay, that's what... when it comes down to it, I've talked to people who are like, I totally agree with what DOGE is doing, but I don't like that Elon Musk is the one that's in charge of it. I'm like, why not? Well, because Elon Musk, blah, 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 it's just a personal thing. And it's like, look, you know, when it comes down to it, they're just doing suggestions. Now, a lot of these suggestions are being taken. Most of the suggestions are being taken, but that they don't have that much authority when it comes to that kind of stuff. But the other thing, the other complaint I get from people goes, they're unconstitutional. There's nothing the Constitution says that DOGE can exist. The Congress didn't pass a law creating DOGE. This is just something that was created by an executive order. I'm like, well, you do have a little bit of point right there. So let's talk about the EPA. Where's the...
don't get me started there, because you know the muscle cars and all, you know, my Challenger, I'm not gonna say I did anything to it, but I'm just saying the EPA is not my friend with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of those areas, now this was technically, there has been the start of the Department of Education did start through a bill, but what Department of Education has turned into is beyond the scope and parameters of the initial act. So a lot of people have been saying for forever the Department of Education was unconstitutional. And DOGE suggested dismantling Department of Education. Last week, Department of Education just announced they were laying off half of their staff. And now Trump is expected today to sign an executive order when that would dismantle the Department of Education. So yeah, that's the latest right there. So here's a breakdown of Department of Education, just FYI. Back in 1867 was the first time that there was some sort of national Department of Education. 1867, President Andrew Johnson signed legislation creating the first Department of Education, aiming to collect the information and statistics about schools and nations. That's all they were supposed to do, collect the information. This department was short-lived. It became the Office of Education in 1868, just a year later. Because back in 1868, there was concerns about federal control over schools, taking over states' rights. In 1868.
Imagine that.
So they took the Department of Education. They demoted it to the Office of Education. It was placed under the Department of Interior. In 1979, Congress passed the Department of Education Organization Act and established the current cabinet-level agency of U.S. Department of Education.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Year later, Department of Education began operations in May. Well, actually, that was, he's the one that signed the bill, but it was created by Orrin Hatch, Senator Orrin Hatch, the late Orrin Hatch, who's a Republican, by the way. So the Department of Education began operations with the mission to supplement state education efforts and coordinate federal activities, ensure equal access, and improve efficiency. And of course, since 1980, it has basically just taken over all of education standards.
Yes.
So that's been the... So that was... And look, the reason why it was started in the first place is because there were some states that were way behind other states when it came to education. They go, we got to do something on a federal level to help pull those states up to the level of other states. That was the idea behind it. But it's kind of become this massive behemoth that's been controversial. So I don't know if Trump's executive order will actually have the authority to totally dismantle the Department of Education, but it can. His office, it's a cabinet level position. So even though the Department of Education can still technically and legally exist, he can just make sure that there's nobody hired, that there's nobody working in it, because it's a cabinet level position. It's a cabinet level government entity. And so the executive branch determines what that Department of Education will do and who's hired, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So legally, technically, it could totally still exist and just not have any employees and not do it. You know what I mean? So it's just in name only type of a thing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming days and weeks and months with the Department of Education. I do think times have changed a little bit, where I don't think states would get left behind as much if you went back to the states. Anyway, just want to let you know about that. We're running late. We got to get a quick break right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our grand caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. We're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Taking a quick look at your traffic, brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Not seeing any accidents to report to you right now. Looks like everything is flowing smoothly this morning on I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 coming to and from Pace. You are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gulf Breeze celebrates the Arts Festival coming up this weekend, March 22nd through 23rd, at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. Enjoy over 100 fine artists, food vendors, live demonstrations, and silent auction, and more. Park and ride will be available from Gulf Breeze High School to Gulf Breeze Community Center Saturday from 9:30 to 4:30, and then Sunday from 9:30 to 3:30. Don't miss this vibrant celebration of art and community. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, Israeli ground troops are back in the Gaza Strip today. Israel broke a two-month ceasefire this week with extensive airstrikes. Israeli Defense Forces said yesterday that a targeted ground operation is now underway in central and southern Gaza. In Canada, the mayor of Sarnia, Ontario, has requested all U.S. flags be removed from their city properties. Mayor Mike Bradley says he first considered making this request in January when President Trump first started talking about 25% tariffs on Canadian imports. And a federal appeals court, Bobby, says that art created entirely by artificial intelligence cannot be copyrighted. A ruling this week says there has to be initial human authorship in order for a copyright to be issued. The ruling upholds a decision denying a copyright to a computer scientist that was seeking one for an AI-generated painting.
Yeah, I was actually talking to... It's so funny because I saw that come out yesterday, and I was talking to my dad on Sunday, and we were talking about AI in general, and I was talking about... And then it kind of moved into AI photos. And I was telling him how the AI photos have just dramatically have changed, where... You used to make an AI photo just, I'm telling you, like 6, 7, 8 months ago, and I was like, ugh. And it was like frustrating because people would come out with seven fingers and, you know, like they'd be cross-eyed. You'd be like, hey, AI, create a beautiful home on the beach in Pensacola, Florida. And then it would be like, the house is in the water, you know. It was like, what the heck? And stuff. And so it was terrible. Like 6, 7, 8 months later already, it's amazing what these photos can do. And I was telling them that there's some buzz about artists who are like, I'm going to just create art using AI and sell these prints. And they were trying to, and that's, but to do that, they got to have a copyright on it in order to go, hey, this is mine. You can't just go take my art and just print it off yourself and put it on your wall. So they're trying to get that to happen. So that was a pretty big story because there's actually, and he was like, how can artists claim that? And they're like, because they're saying it comes from their mind. And since their mind is the one that came up with the AI prompts, they deserve to control that image. And Supreme Court says no, or at least the appeals court said no. So very interesting little twist on that one. United States continues to fall in the happiness index. Finland came in number one once again. Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, Netherlands, top five.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today directing the education secretary to take all necessary steps to close the department.
Now, executive order will not be enough to get rid of the Department of Education, which was established in 1979 in Jimmy Carter's last year in office. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, Congress will need to sign off on abolishing it.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Israeli forces ramping up ground operations in Gaza.
The IDF says that strikes this week have killed a Hamas leader in charge of security affairs. The military also claims that there's a high probability these strikes killed the Hamas head of internal security forces, the minister of justice, and the minister of internal affairs.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed Tuesday alone, mostly women and children. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 58 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Well, we could be on the verge of getting a professional soccer team and stadium in Pensacola. The city says the United Soccer League has committed now to spending a couple hundred thousand dollars on a feasibility study to look into it.
Would a USL one team fit here? But would... where would a potential stadium go? They're looking at a downtown stadium. They're not looking necessarily to be playing out at Brosnahan or somewhere outside of town. A big part of their model that has been very successful is going into these markets of 100,000 to 700,000 MSA, like we are, and building kind of a downtown entertainment and stadium venue.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves there. He says the league is committed to funding that study. The city, he says, has not committed any money yet. If the USL does move forward, they would potentially be looking into building a venue downtown. The study could take around a year. So until that's done, Mayor Reeves says none of the big questions, like who could own a team or where the stadium would be, will be able to be answered. Well, you've probably seen that viral video going around on social media of several women fighting, apparently over a parking space on Pensacola Beach. And Sheriff Chip Simmons on that.
These things do happen when people can't control their tempers, but people need to understand that you're going to go to jail when that type of thing happens.
He tells News Radio deputies were on hand Sunday when the fight happened. 18-year-old Victoria Posey and 20-year-old Alana Hills have been charged with battery. Investigators are still working to identify some of the other women that were involved in the fight. Florida's one step closer to taking a new approach to helping kids with behavioral problems. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill establishing a pilot program under the Department of Children and Families. SB 7012 calls for DCF to place kids with behavioral issues in family-like settings instead of group homes. That program will run for 4 years. Republican State Senator Erin Grahl sponsored the bill. She tells the News Service of Florida she'll get regular updates from DCF to see what's working, what's not, and how to make sure kids avoid the cycle that put them in the system in the first place. Well, a former school resource deputy in Leon County is accused of drug trafficking. Bill Culpepper Jr. and his 25-year-old son were in court yesterday. They were apparently arrested earlier this week. Deputies say they were trafficking marijuana together. The elder Culpepper also faces a gun charge. He was the SRO at Woodville pre-K through 8. The sheriff's office said yesterday, though, he'd been fired. Culpepper had been with their sheriff's office for over a decade. Well, a University of South Florida medical school administrator is out of a job after claiming that he rebranded programs as a way to get around restrictions against DEI. Dr. Haywood Brown was the associate vice president with USF Health. He He made those comments to a conference in Virginia last month.
We have a council that's dedicated to it. Isn't that slippery?
Brown is a former department chair at Duke University. A spokesman for the governor's office says Governor DeSantis took immediate action and Brown is not welcome in the Florida university system any longer. 6:35 at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. With the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support, that's GeneratorSource.com. Still rolling accident-free this morning. I-10, I-110 looking good. You can see some minor delays if you are going southbound on Highway 29 approaching the 9-mile road, but that's just congestion right there for that intersection. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
Showers come to an end pretty quickly as you go through the morning hours with some sunshine by the afternoon, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping into the 30s and 40s. Going into Friday, nice sunny weather with a high near 63. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 58 degrees in Pensacola this morning. We've got 60 in Gulf Breeze and 60 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. European Union leaders are considering delaying their first batch of counter tariffs against the U.S. to the middle of next month. It comes a week after President Trump threatened to slap 200% tariffs on European wine, champagne, and spirits if the EU went ahead with the retaliatory tariffs. The world's largest IT consulting firm is betting more clients will want help integrating AI-powered tools into their operations. That's why Accenture boosted its annual revenue forecast this morning, sending a stock up 2%. Accenture has partnered with banks, telecom firms, even sports teams in AI-led transformation projects. On Wall Street, futures have turned solidly lower following back-to-back days of 1% gains. Investors initially responded positively yesterday to the Federal Reserve's decision to maintain interest rates at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. That's Your Money Now.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union. Because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer,
$149 or less,
and soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people.
And with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andy McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, though, as he is out on vacation this week. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Get your tickets to join us for a good time, New Orleans style, at the Ceceste Bon, WSRE Wine and Food Classic, Walkabout Tasting. Letting the good times roll, transforming the John and Paul Amos Performance Studio into a vibrant French Quarter street scene with Cajun seasoning and much more. So check out the WSRE Wine and Food Classic annual celebration. You get information at wsre.org/events to check that out. I mentioned before the U.S. Navy Sanger band. Oh, sorry, U.S. Navy band at the Sanger tomorrow is going on as part of the 100-year celebration for the Pensacola Sanger Theater. So that's a pretty cool thing. So if you want to check that out as well. There is, where are we at here? Oh, okay. I do have a story pertaining to local tourism. But before I do, we were talking about, I just had mentioned, we were talking about AI-generated images and how an appeals court now says you cannot copyright AI-generated images. It's funny because I was literally having the conversation with somebody on Sunday about how there's artists out there who are like, look, it's my mind that came up with the, I have a vision in my mind of what I want, and I have to put the, prompts into AI in order to get this beautiful, gorgeous looking image. And so therefore I should be able to own that property, and therefore I should be able to sell it. Now there's already some people who are creating AI images and selling them as NFTs, non-fungible tokens, which means they can own it, but there's no copyright on it still. So there's a thing. Now, appeals court is basically saying you cannot have a copyright on it. I don't think this is done. I think there's going to be a fight because, and I can kind of see it, like, even though AI is the one that actually made it, if you can, like, I don't know, there's got to be a way for you to save the prompts and save the settings and stuff like this, then maybe you could show like, hey, I'm the one that created this whole thing. It's gonna be interesting to see. Also, when it comes to AI, a big problem is deep fake images and videos. They call them deep fake, which it's not necessarily AI creating it. It's just an individual, but sometimes now AI can do it. And according to researchers, at least this is according to Speaker Pro Tempore Wyman Dugan, he says researchers have discovered that 98% of all deepfake videos are pornographic. 99% of them featuring women. Does that really surprise anybody? 98% of all deepfake videos are porn?
No,
not really, unfortunately. So the state senate and the state house are both passing bills that would force websites to take down deepfake images or videos, especially if it's posted without somebody's consent. right? Because what's happening, I guess, this is named Brooks Law after a teenager had a deep fake sex video made of her, or pictures or something like that made of her, and it was being spread around the school. And it was fake, but, you know, oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Man, we thought bullying was bad when we were growing up. Holy smokes.
Oh, this takes it to a new level.
That's the next level, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're trying to go ahead and trying to pass some bills that would make it much easier to get deep fake videos and images taken down, and as well as you know, forcing these websites to take them down if they're without the consent. So whew, that'd be a good thing. I just mentioned as well the happiness index that comes out every year from the U.S. News and World Report that ranks every country's happiness. Finland ranked the world's happiest country for the 8th straight year. And a big reason is Great Lakes, strong welfare system. I remember somebody did some research a few years ago asking people like why they're happy and stuff. And one of the measurements for happiness is safety. And the way that they measure that for the safety is they would drop, it's safety and community welfare, meaning you look out for each other. And so they do a test. They go into these large cities like Helsinki in Finland and Beijing in China and New York City in the United States, and they drop a billfold, and they sit from behind and see how long it takes for somebody to pick up the billfold, and then whether they try to find somebody, you know, try to find whose it is and try to turn it in, or do they just like, let me pocket the money, you know?
Yeah, I was like, does it have cash? Finland,
yeah, I guess it has cash too. So Finland consistently ranks number one with people pick that sucker up and try to immediately find who the owner is. And it consistently ranks number one. So this community welfare where you feel not just safe, but you feel like your neighbors are watching out for each other. And so the United States has fallen to its lowest happiness ranking ever.
I wonder why.
Big reason,
look at the price of eggs.
Well, yeah, there you go. The big reason, though, is people dining alone has increased 53% over the past 20 years. And that is strongly linked to well-being or the lack thereof. According to this report, the increasing number of people who eat alone is one reason for declining well-being in the United States. And it's not just that you're eating alone. It's a symbol of other things. You don't have people in your life to, whether it be friends or family, to go out and eat with. And so
maybe I just want quiet time.
Well, there's some of that too, but they don't, you know, I'm sure there is some of that, but for a lot of people it's not. I remember when I got divorced, my sister, she called me up months later. She's like, hey, I just want to call you. Like, you know, I'm thinking about you. I know it's hard to be on your own. And I was like, no, that's not hard.
No, it's like, easy, man. It's easy. Don't worry about that.
I'm like, it's actually pretty good. You know, I'm fine.
Like, it's actually quiet in here.
Yeah. I was like, kind of better than the alternative sometimes. Like, you know, you could be alone and at peace, or you can have somebody and have chaos. So, you know, I guess it depends on your scenario, background, or whatever. So, anyway,
let's take a quick look at your traffic on the fives, brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Still no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. Not even seeing delays on 98 going through Navarre, so good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Last year, Pensacola says Escambia County had a record year with tourism, contributing more than $2 billion of economic impact. It accounts for around 18,000 jobs. That's one job for every 37 visitors that come to our area. And so far, with spring break getting underway, looks like we might be on track for another record year with tourism here in our area. So that's a pretty good one right there. There's a how do we spend the tourist tax dollars? Tourist development tax is 5% bed tax on the total payments received on for rentals or lease of living quarters. Portion of that money goes to Escambia County along with other entities, and it helps things like Pensacola Sports and the Bay Center, places like that. So it's those things that kind of help, but then also helps put on, like, you know, we have the Sun Belt Conference tournament we just wrapped up, helps that thing, helps all the Mardi Gras stuff that we put on. You know, the things that we actually enjoy is one area that the tourism dollars go to helps benefit you and me. And back over to the Florida legislature, Florida State Legislature. Actually, I'll get into this after the commercial. Let's go ahead and get a quick commercial break. We come back. I want to share this law that's going on in the Florida legislature that's passing. It's passed the Senate. Still has to go through the House, but it passed the Senate unanimously. What in the world passes where both Democrats and Republicans are like, yep, let's pass it. What is it? I'll tell you next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and, of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. It's 60 degrees here in the Pensacola area, and it's going to be a high of maybe 60, maybe 62, depends on where you are. Up in Milton, it's only 58 degrees over Milton, and it should be a high of about the same, though. It should warm up to that level. And then down Gulf Breeze, 64 degrees over Gulf Breeze area. Then I want to let you know about Trooper's Law here real quick. So Trooper's Law passed the Senate, with both Republicans and Democrats voting yes, unanimous, 39-0. What is it? It would make a third degree felony if you restrain your dog and abandon it during a natural disaster. This is named after a dog named Trooper, a 5-year-old bull terrier who was abandoned last year along the interstate near Tampa during Hurricane Milton.
Yes, I remember that.
And the dog stood in rising waters. It went viral.
Oh, yes.
Luckily, a Florida Highway Patrol trooper rescued the animal, but the footage went viral. People were just stunned.
Like, I was,
give your dog
sure.
a fighting chance. Yeah. Like, give your dog a fighting chance. Like, if you don't want to bring your dog with you, I'm not necessarily going to argue. But tying it up to guarantee it's going to drown, talk about animal cruelty. Like, it's just, wow. Mm. And so this passed unanimously
yes.
in the Senate that if you do that, you restrain your dog and you abandon it. So it's not just abandoning your dog or your animal. It's restraining it and doing so. Then it'd be a third degree felony. That's passed the Senate. The bill is probably going to pass the House as well. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still rolling accident free. Delay free on I-10, I-1, 10-98 is still looking good. Not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Before we go over to David Wayne in the newsroom, Atari is starting to sell. Do you remember Atari, the video game?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I had one.
Atari is starting to sell a watch.
A what?
Yeah, they're selling an Atari 2600 MyPlay watch. The Atari watch has games on it like Pong, Super Breakout, Centipede, and Missile Command.
Okay, listen, I won't be able to leave my watch. I mean, I love Missile Command.
Here's the thing, John.
What?
We have justification to get this thing, though.
Okay.
It also tracks our steps.
There we go.
I'm buying a step tracker. I'm just getting me a step tracker.
That's, I got you,
I
bro.
I need to get my 10,000 steps in a day or 5,000 steps, whatever it is. I don't know what the number is. I got to get my steps in a day. I need this watch, babe.
I know. It's a tax deduction.
Babe, I got to get this watch. I got to track my steps. And you're like, how much is it? It's $80.
Don't worry about it.
Just an $80 step. All right. Yeah. $80 step watch. Yeah.
Yeah, I can sit there and play Missile Command all day, dude.
Yeah. Where'd your steps at today, hon? 150. 150 steps. That's all you got.
Like, with like 12.
What are you doing with the what? Hold on a second. Let me just finish my game here.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be with you in a minute.
It does have a heart rate monitor on there too. So there you go. I'm buying a heart rate monitor. I'm buying a step watch.
I think that's a tax deduction.
They have old Atari games on it.
I can't help that.
Exactly. Just playing some Space Invaders while I waste some time here.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
I got to get one of those watches.
We know.
You know, Nintendo right? actually did that first, though. Before the NES, they had Game & Watch was one of their
really?
Things. Yeah, it was back in the early 80s, I guess. It was maybe even the late 70s. I've got a couple of stories for you here, Bobby. A Republican candidate who lost an election to the New Mexico State House has been found guilty, apparently, of hiring people to shoot at the homes of Democrats. This is a federal indictment that was filed in Albuquerque. Apparently, it says 41-year-old Solomon Pena has been charged with multiple felonies. A jury found him guilty on all counts yesterday. Pena's lawyer says he's being prosecuted for his political beliefs. The drummer for Guns N' Roses has left the band. Drummer Frank Farrer has been with the Hall of Fame band for about two decades now. No reason was given for his departure. And dengue fever is rising among U.S. travelers. The CDC said yesterday that 3,500 cases have been reported among U.S. travelers over the last year. That's a record number and up 84% from the year before.
Bobby, you got your drums ready?
Get the drums ready. Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah.
You should try out.
Not happening. Now, Jake, who used to do the morning show, Jake can do it.
Dependable traffic on the fives.